議程第三項是關於Urban Design Enhancement Proposal in 啟德，就是即係我將以下時間交俾Stephen聽，CEDD 嘅Stephen聽講講佢嗰個對於整個啟德區嘅一啲城市設計嘅改善嘅建議。咁想問一下委員有冇需要 declare interest？冇，咁我就將時間交俾Stephen，跟住我哋就會再去俾意見同埋討論。Stephen，
係，多謝。其實咧就自從2007年咧，就係嗰、那個分區計劃大綱圖係刊憲咗之後咧，其實就係落實咗之後咧，就我哋都不斷係去檢討翻有冇邊啲地方係需要係改善嘅。咁就加上呢，就我哋係喺嗰個工程嘅期間呢，就發現到龍津橋啦，咁就值得係保護。咁我哋經過兩個階段嘅公眾諮詢，亦都得到一啲支持係點樣去保育。咁其實呢就係、是、我哋連埋其他我哋聽到嘅意見呢，就係、是、包括係個海濱係要冇車嘅海濱啦。咁我哋係今次上嚟其實呢就係、是、整體地去講一次，就係我哋到呢個階段係有啲咩成果，同埋咧就如果係得到大家支持咧，咁我哋希望咧八月啊可以係提請去城規會嗰度咧提出一啲修訂嘅。咁所以我交俾我同事阿 Anthony 係講一講嗰個我哋係有啲咩嘅建議。
多謝主席同埋各位委員。就喺一個小組委員會嗰個文件第82001嗰個文件裏面咧，就已經就住我哋建議，對於喺呢個啟德發展區裏面嘅一啲深化嘅改善咧，係作出咗一個羅列嘅。咁我而家就會係用一個presentation 一個 powerpoint 咁樣嘅形式咧，就介紹裏面嘅內容。咁我就唔會再去高遠，即係將裏面嘅詳細資料再講啦。咁喺一個自從呢、這、一個嗰、那個分區計劃大綱圖批出咗之後咧，批核咗之後咧，其實我哋喺2009年咧已經分批係就住呢個啟德發展嘅前期工程咧已經開始咗噶啦。咁呢啲咁嘅工程就包括咗喺呢個跑道末端嘅郵輪碼頭，包括嗰個大樓啦，同埋停泊位啦，同埋佢相連嘅同連接呢一個九龍灣嘅一啲道路啦，同埋喺前北停機坪喺就住喺兩個位置嘅。公共房屋嘅發展啦，同埋相關嘅道路設施啦，同埋喺一個位置就係準備第日嘅啟德政府合署嘅一啲相關嘅基礎設施啦，我哋係已經展開咗嘅。咁我哋都可以話俾各位，即係向各位委員咧匯報咧，就係話嗰個進展咧相當良好嘅。咁我哋亦都預計咧係可以如期喺2013年就內咧分批去落成嘅。咁亦都係就住一個郵輪碼頭呢，我哋係有一張相係睇到嘅，或者睇到就係話而家我哋個進展呢就已經係非常之係如火如荼㗎啦。咁我哋亦都係最亦計喺嗰個進度方面呢係冇一個影響嘅。咁喺北停機坪嗰個公共房屋嗰個建設方面呢，亦都可以喺張相度睇到呢，就話嗰個地基工程亦都已經大致上完成，亦都係喺嗰個樓面嗰個建築方面咧，個大樓嗰個建築方面咧，都係進展良好。咁而喺周邊嗰啲道路咧，嗰啲配套設施咧，我哋亦都係一齊做緊嘅。咁亦都有部分咧已經係成咗型噶啦。咁而家我哋想係針對係我哋而家想建議嘅喺啟德呢個發展區裏面一啲優化嘅、深化嘅、改善嘅建議。咁第一就係喺原本嗰個分區計劃大綱圖裏面咧。就有兩個有兩條道路咧，係喺跑道旁邊嘅。咁分別就係一個就喺依個維多利亞港嗰邊啦，另外一個就係近住一個九龍灣嗰邊嘅。咁我哋亦都係喺嗰個階段裏面咧，就收到不同嘅市民啊、同公眾啊、同埋依個海港事務委員會嘅意見咧，就認為喺依方面係應該可以作出一啲優化嘅改善嘅。咁所以我哋就做咗一個評估，而喺個評估呢，我哋亦都而家係希望呢就向各位匯報呢，就話我哋一建議修訂呢一個分區計劃大綱圖，將呢兩條海旁嘅海濱嘅道路呢就遷移去我哋跑道嘅中間。 咁從而咧就可以將兩邊嘅海濱咧係俾一個公眾去享受、去享用嘅。咁我哋亦都會係保留翻喺嗰個公道兩個泊道路兩邊嗰個住宅同埋非住宅用地嗰個鋪排嘅。咁我哋喺一方面咧，我哋覺得係可以有效咁去回應咗公眾同埋一個委員會嘅意見嘅。咁喺下一樣嘢就係喺呢個藍亭基坪嗰度咧，我哋亦都係睇到咧，就係有空間俾我哋去再優化嗰個道路嗰個鋪排嘅，包括就係喺一個原本喺規劃裏面咧有一條係沿住海濱嘅道路咧，我哋而家建議就會係將佢移離開個海濱，係同一個 T2 主幹道一併係低埋一齊嘅，咁就變咗喺而家喺嗰個海濱嗰度咧，藍亭基坪個海濱咧。就盡可能係冇曬呢個車路噶啦，咁我哋亦都係趁呢一個機會咧，係改善咗呢一個T2 主幹道，特別係中九龍幹線同現有道路，即是喺啟北道嘅呢一啲咁嘅連接路嘅支路咧，我哋係喺個過程裏邊咧，就發覺我哋可以將原本係幾塊唔連接嘅一啲美化，即係嗰個美化用地啦，嗰啲 amenity areas 啦，就可以融合埋一齊，作為翻一個。這個政府同埋呢個社區設施嘅用地，即係 GIC site， 咁變咗我哋就可以令提供到多 1.7 公頃嘅土地咧，係作為呢個發展嘅。咁喺呢一個過程裏面咧，我哋亦都係想係回應翻委員同埋公眾咧，就話想係改善翻呢一個前啟德機場同周邊佢哋嘅福地福源嘅地方，包括呢個九龍灣同埋觀塘咧嗰、那個。人流嗰個聯繫嘅，咁所以喺我哋嗰個建議裏面呢，亦都係提議啦，係就住喺一個藍亭基坪，我哋會有四個連接點係跨越呢一個啟福道同埋呢一個喺一個觀塘繞道下面呢，係連接返去呢一個九龍灣同埋觀塘，咁變咗喺嗰個人流嗰方面呢，係令到嗰個可達性暢達性呢更加係有改善嘅。咁我哋希望藉住呢一兩項嘅優化同埋深化嘅建議啦，可以令到我哋嘅啟德裏面嘅海濱長廊呢係可以係基本上係冇車啦，咁亦都可以係提供一個較為寬敞嘅地方，喺日後去設計嗰個海濱長廊嗰方面呢，係能夠就做到更加可以俾嗰個市民享用，有亦都可以係有唔同嘅地方呢可以係做唔同嘅活動嘅，包括就話可以係一啲水上活動啦，或者係一啲休閒嘅地方啦。咁呢個變咗我哋有大啲空間去處理嗰個海濱嘅。咁正話啟德專員都提過，就話喺2008年、2009年喺我哋發展一個啟德嗰個時候咧，我哋亦都係喺一個不停機坪咧，就發掘到一個龍津石橋嗰個遺跡。咁嗰個龍津石橋嘅遺跡咧，就係喺而家圖面上面紅色嗰、那個。位置嘅，咁亦都各位可以睇到就话呢一个位置个走线咧，系同我哋分区计划大纲图里边嗰个预计嗰个土地运用咧，系有少少唔协调嘅。咁所以我哋而家亦都趁呢一个机会咧，就话想去修订、去优化同埋改善嗰个土地用途嘅铺排。咁我哋喺旧年年中到今年四月咧，其实我哋已经系做咗两个阶段嘅公共参与，亦都有个别嘅委员咧，我哋都咨询过嘅。是在區議會的和在一個小組委員會，我們都聽到不同的意見，最主要就是說就著那個保育長廊的範圍，我們初步建議原本建議是25米闊的，但是當時是公眾的和委員的意見覺得是應該可以是爭取的話有多少少空間去提供一些更加合適的和彈性去做日後那個展現和一些相關的活動。咁我哋聽咗各位嘅意見之後咧，我哋而家正式建議咧，就係個保育長廊係會係30米闊嘅。呢一個闊度係已經比中環呢個灣仔洛克道嗰個闊度更加闊。咁而相對嗰個遺跡嗰個自己嘅比例咧，係大約係3至5米闊咧。我哋嗰個保育長廊係相當係寬闊嘅，亦都係我哋覺得係有已經有足夠空間同埋彈性去做日後嗰個展現啦、嗰個展示啦，同埋。相關嘅活動嘅，咁喺呢一個過程裏面咧，我哋亦 都是想是将一个在一个车站广场在图上面这个位置的一个用地呢，就由原本的住宅用地呢改为一个公共空间，咁係令到嗰個保育長廊同埋嗰個車站廣場呢喺個連繫同埋嗰個人流嗰、那個引導方面呢係做得更加好嘅。咁我哋亦都明白喺嗰個諮詢個過程同埋公眾參與嘅時候呢，好多人都好關注，就係話日後喺呢個保育長廊都係呢個灰嘅啡色呢個範圍呢，兩邊嘅一啲私人發展，包括係一啲商業同埋住宅發展，怎樣樣同嗰個保育長廊裏面嘅氛圍係可以有協調。咁所以我哋考慮到呢啲咁嘅意見之後呢，我哋而家建議係將呢三個地塊呢係以一個綜合發展區嘅形式去發展。而因為有呢一個咁樣嘅模式啦，我哋就可以係利用而家現有喺一個城規條例下面嘅機制呢，係將一啲咁嘅設計嘅要求低入去嗰個地契裏面。而嗰個日後嘅發展商亦都係有需必要咧，就將嗰個發展項目裏面點樣去回應呢啲要求咧，係向城規會同埋有關嘅小組委員會咧，係去解釋嘅。咁我哋亦都係聽到公眾嘅意見咧，就話希望呢個龍津石橋同呢一個啟德佛周邊嘅一啲歷史遺跡，特別係一個大城公園咧，係有一個比較直接嘅聯繫。咁我哋而家建議呢，就係、是、以一個隧道嘅形式，就喺圖上面呢一個位置，呢一個位置就係、是、由一個保育長廊呢直接連接過去一個石觀龍公園，咁然後喺嗰度呢就上返嚟。咁因點解我哋覺得喺嗰個隧道嗰度更加係配合呢？因為如果我哋用喺現時分區計劃界光圖嗰個展示咗嗰個高架嘅行人道路呢，我哋睇到嗰個上落嗰個落差呢，由嗰、那個龍津石橋遺跡上到去個橋面呢，我哋係講緊差唔多係要成七層樓咁高。咁嗰條橋嗰、那個高架嘅行人通道呢，先至可以能夠係避開曬喺而家太子道東上面嘅道路同埋天橋，而可以跨越去到一個石鼓龍公園嘅。咁我哋建議覺得呢，就係咁樣呢，對嗰個人使用呢係唔係太理想，亦都對嗰、那個高架嗰個行人天橋呢亦都唔係一個太理想嘅，因為相對嚟講呢會係比較斜，喺做嗰個園景呀同埋嗰個公眾活動方面呢亦都唔係太理想。所以我哋而家建議呢，就係話呢一個高架行人嘅天橋呢橫跨太子道東喺一個保育長廊附近嗰段呢，我哋係取締咗佢啦，就唔再做啦。就將嗰條保育嗰條高架嘅行人天橋呢，就經過嗰個綜合發展區，即係喺圖上面呢一個範圍，就連接返落去嗰條隧道度。咁變咗喺嗰個上落嗰個差度呢，就只係講緊係三至四層樓高，而亦都可以利用嗰個綜合發展區裏面嘅一啲自動嘅譬如電梯啊，或者係 lift 啊，依一類咁樣升降機嘅設施咧，係方便嗰個人咧，係個遊人咧，係將兩者係去聯繫埋一齊嘅。咁所以我哋亦都係喺一個嚟緊一個分區計劃大綱圖個修訂嗰度咧，就建議就係修訂依一個咁樣嘅配套嘅。咁喺一個整體嗰個配合依一個龍津石橋嗰個保育嗰個安排裏面咧，我哋亦都有發覺有需要要將嗰、那個非商業、非住宅物業嗰個樓面總樓面面積咧，同埋嗰個住宅物業樓面面積咧，係要係作一啲調配，從而咧令到我哋可以係保持翻喺啟德嗰個整體嗰個發展密度嘅。咁喺嗰個過程裏面咧，我哋而家就發覺係可以係就住喺一個高架行人天橋嗰個位置咧，就將而家喺分區計劃大綱圖裏面嘅一個單一嘅高175水平基準嘅建築物咧，係加落去，就可以令到而家喺嗰個門廊嘅效應咧係更加強咗，咁變咗係可以令到咧喺新舊區嗰個連接方面咧係更加係突顯咗嗰個地標性嘅建設。咁我哋因應我哋而家唔再係將嗰、那個分嗰條高架行人天橋 連接跨越呢個太子道東咧，我哋而家建議就係喺呢一個龍津石橋嘅呢個綜合發展區同埋呢一個門廊呢一、這個咁樣樣嘅綜合發展區中間咧，就加一個其他用途作為呢一個藝術同埋展示展覽嘅用途嘅土地。咁變咗我哋亦都可以係提供一個適合嘅場所，係可以俾而家喺一個九龍城同埋新蒲崗區已經開始發展緊嘅一啲本地嘅創作者同埋藝術工作者咧，係有一個空間咧去做一個表演嘅場地，亦都係提供咗一個空間咧係做一個戶外嘅活動嘅地方。咁我哋亦都係睇到嗰、那個整體嗰、那個屋宇嗰個設計方面咧，我哋就想喺呢個啟德坊呢、這個即係喺呢一個車站廣場以南呢一個叫啟德坊嘅地方咧，我哋而家係想係建議作一個微調，係優化佢個設計，就係我哋希望係利用一個規定相當比例嘅商業住宅樓宇嘅面積咧，就作為一個低層嘅建築，從而減少一個樓大廈形式嘅數目，咁變咗令到依一個啟德坊裏邊咧嗰個高樓大廈嘅數目比較少，亦都變咗係更加開揚，視野上景觀上都比較好。咁依一個係唔牽涉改變嗰個發展嘅密度，只係係喺嗰個一個規劃城市規劃裏邊咧作出一啲優化嘅啫。咁依個基本上就係我哋今次建議係想係修訂嗰個分區計劃大綱圖嘅一啲建議。咁我哋而家嘅計劃咧，就應該係做一個作為一個諮詢啦，就應該係喺七月我哋會做完曬所有嘅諮詢。咁八月咧，我哋就會去城規會嗰邊係建議申請改一個分區計劃大綱圖，將正話所講嘅建議咧，就低落去那個分區大劃計劃大綱圖，令到我哋可以再向前踏多一步，進入一個詳細設計同埋一個評估嗰個階段啦。咁多謝各位議員，各位委員，咁有咩意見，我哋都可以盡向去回答。
係，唔該曬，唔該曬阿 Stephen 同埋 Anthony。咁相信其實剛才講嘅項目部分都喺過去我哋呢個委員會嗰度，其實大家都討論過。咁我相信今次呢個咧，其實只不過就係將所有我哋過去討論過嘅嘢咧，就做一個綜合嚇，因為呢啲都係牽涉關於嗰個規劃大綱圖嘅，咁所以就一拼過就提上去，即係城規會就即係申請呢個修訂。咁其實裡面嗰幾個項目咧，即係大家都喺呢個委員會傾過。咁亦都喺我諗早前幾日都有委員係即係對即係睇過對於嗰、那個即係呢啲細節俾過一啲意見。咁今日喺個大會度討論，咁我想大家都集中喺即係剛才講嗰個幾個項目啦。一就係喺搬海濱個馬路啦，搬翻入去中間啦。第二就係即係修訂嗰個馬路嗰個走線，就可以就增加咗一啲新嘅土地嚇、作嗰、那個公共使用啦。第三就係嗰個龍津石橋嘅保育。第四就係話即係優化咗即係啟德坊嘅城市設計。咁呢幾個項目啊，咁就委員如果有意見就可以而家提出。
Chairman, I think individually and collectively, what we see today in terms of initiatives, I think represents a significant enhancement on previous proposals. So, I mean, I think collectively and individually, I would endorse what I see on the plans. Just one comment and one question. Comment is, last time we had a master program, which I found very helpful, and I just wonder if that could be tabled regularly. And I just, my question is do any of these proposals have an implication on delivery dates on the master program? And secondly, a request I've had, because I think people have heard indirectly that the stone bridge is probably unlikely to be available for public access 2018-2019 requests, and you're going to come under pressure just to put you under notice to provide public access before that. I mean, you might want to give some thought to that. People will be disappointed if they're told that they have to wait 8 or 9 years to gain access. So just two comments, Chairman.
Thank you. So you have two comments rather than one comment and one question.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. I have some concern about the bridge linking the end of the runway to Kwun Tong. The paper has not mentioned it specifically. It is a worry because it may have implications on harbour reclamation. So I expect you'll be submitting some information in due course.
Okay.
I can only mention that if there's a road link, it may present problems.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas probably a pedestrian bridge may be something more, let's say, acceptable. Thank you.
Thanks, Winston. Other members? Andy.
主席，首先即係我諗對頭先即係啟德 office propose 嘅一啲優化嘅建議，我諗係即係相當支持嘅。咁但係有少少技術性嘅問題，想跟進一下先啦。因為嗱，其實我諗以基本上以往我哋睇一啲海濱長廊嘅情況咧，好多時我哋都有擔心就話咧個海濱長廊因為有一個緊急車輛通道嗰個要求咧，而又有一個對個將來設計啊，將來嗰、那個成個長廊嗰、那個俾公眾用嘅一個彈性咧，係有一個掣肘喺度。咁今次喺跑道兩邊嘅正式嘅車路移嚟咗咧，當然係好事啦。咁但係其實我諗睇下喺移嚟咗呢個緊急車輛通道呢個 EVA 之後咧，其實喺而家剩翻落嚟。海濱長廊呢個位置係咪都會有預留一個緊急車輛通道，而預留之後都仍然係有一個足夠空間俾我哋將來海濱長廊個設計。第二樣嘢咧就係咧，如果我哋呢度係已經冇再預留呢個緊急車輛通道咧，亦都可能引致就話將來呢個別喺面向海濱長廊呢啲咁嘅發展咧，係咪佢個別自己內部要預翻一個緊急車輛通道？咁我諗。即係有同冇都有一個考慮喺度，咁我諗未必一定話而家即刻係有一個定案，但希望我諗啟德 office 嗰邊去留意一下呢方面嘅問題。當然就話，如果係而家嗰個彩品長廊已經係一個個闊度個深度已經有一個限制嘅話咧，其實我諗我哋好謹慎睇睇就話，而家呢個緊急車輛通道係咪已經即係你佔用咗佢一個大部分嘅地方而 sterilize 咗呢一部分嘅一個長廊嘅設計啦，咁第二樣嘢，第二個 point 我想提出就話，頭先喺個龍津橋嗰個位置咧，將佢附近呢三個地塊改做CDA 嘅一個鬆靈，其實都係一個好事啦。咁但我想知咧，將來執行嘅情況之下咧，龍津橋呢個咁嘅保育長廊咧，其實係咪一個獨立嘅一個？即係政府嘅項目，而點樣層面可以確保同將來依個兩邊嘅 CBA 嘅一個私人嘅發展咧，可以即係融合埋一齊。即係我唔希望到時有一個好清晰嘅一個界線喺度，一個圍牆就嗰個 CBA 就同個保育長廊係完全一個冇關嘅一個設計。咁我諗呢個可能都應該要考慮嚇。多謝。
Okay, thank you, Andy.其他PY
主席有啲提問或者建議就關於第 Annex 2嗰幅圖，即係顯示即係將海濱嗰條路搬咗入內陸，用虛線畫。我想問即係虛線係咪表示即係未定嘅嘢，亦或有部分係喺地底咧？咁即係如果喺地底咧，就會即係會好啲，因為你變咗橫跨呢個過。馬路連接起嚟咧就會好啲嘅，但如果唔係咧，希望喺詳細設計嗰度考慮咧，將某啲部分咧，即係能夠即係坐低佢沉底，咁咧就令到喺地面咧做翻綠化咧，可以直接過到。因為譬如第二個左手邊數過去第二個箭嘴嗰度咁你將舊區帶出去咧，其實去到中間有個圈咧，出唔到去海旁啊。
即係咁樣呢啲即係所謂連接咧，畫喺個斷嘴度咧，其實就即係唔係真係做得到。第二咧就嗰個新嘅 GIC 細灰色嗰度嘅形狀好古怪啊！咁咧其實好似即係崩咗嗰度咧，其實係啲油站嚟嘅。即係如果你詳細設計嘅時候，可唔可以考慮即係揾過另一啲位喺翻附近咧，即係擺翻好嗰幾個油站，即係變咗呢個西咧，可能咧就會即係好啲啦。點樣用得嚇？
好，唔該 PY。OK， 咁我哋暫時有幾個第一輪提問完啦。咁我諗或者阿 Steven 或者 Anthony 可以即係俾翻個 feedback 啊。
我先答啦，有咩再深入啲，我掌握唔到資料，可能要 Anthony 幫手。首先咧就 Nick 好多謝，係其實提出咗話個 master program， 咁其實今次我都睇都漏咗嘅，我其實應該都擠埋落嚟嘅。咁為咗以後咧，我哋係擠翻個 master program 喺翻我哋資料嘅 folder 裏邊啦。咁就至於而家我哋係有邊啲嘅地方係我哋係追唔切，即係話我哋係喺呢個委員會應該要睇，而睇唔切佢要起嘅咧，咁樣其實我哋都有關注嘅。咁亦都頭先大家都提出過咧，就係嗰個直升機停機坪啊，或者係醫院嗰啲咧，我哋都會同相關嘅部門咧，就係聯絡翻，盡快提交啲資料係俾大家再討論。咁就至於Nick 頭先所講咧，就係龍津橋咧，就係、是、要等到幾時先至可以落實到咧咁啊？其實而家我哋都有啲變數，因為龍津橋嗰個位置正正就係沙中線嘅工程嘅範圍裏邊，亦都因為係最近嗰個司法覆核，我哋政府內部都係諗緊啲方法，睇下點樣可以係唔受咁大影響啦。咁就所以係實質嗰、那個時間表我哋都未有，不過就亦都聽到個聲音就話唔好等到咁遲啦，2018或者即係甚至乎2020先至沙中線起好先用得咧。咁樣之前係咪可以有啲臨時嘅一啲展示咧？咁我哋都會考慮嘅。至於有 Vincent 頭先所講話嗰、那個大橋嗰度咧，跨嗰個係觀塘嘅避風塘嗰個嘅大橋嘅走線咧，喺個分區計劃大綱圖嗰度係有，咁而咧我哋亦都現時係正係進行緊一個研究，就係關於嗰個環保連接系統咧。就係、是、即係大家所講個輕軌列車咧，嘅走線啊，或者係佢嗰個模式係點樣樣咧？其實都係研究當中，因為我哋聽到啲區議會嘅意見，就係需要係除咗啟德裏邊用之外咧，都要係連接去周邊咧，咁就增加咗我哋嗰、那個研究嗰個難度。咁就有啲技術性嘅問題，我哋要解決先至可以攞出嚟公眾諮詢嘅。咁我哋希望可以稍後咧，就係、是、可以攞出嚟大家傾啦。咁條大橋咧，亦都係會一並傾埋。咁我亦都知悉到咧，就係、是、個大橋咧，就有機會係影響到個海面個用途啦，亦都係個景觀嘅問題啦。咁所以我哋要好審慎。我哋都知道係有嗰、那個保護海港條例呢個嘅限制。咁至於係唔係一個行人橋咧，其實我哋亦都積極係研究緊，係攞緊啲方案嘅。咁到我哋有多啲資料咧，我哋係一定攞翻上嚟呢度係同大家討論嘅。只係 Andy 頭先所講咧，就話嗰個緊急車輛通道啦 ，EVA 去嗰度海濱嗰度咧。咁其實咧，我哋就有個構思，就係、是、我哋想係海濱嗰度咧都有單車徑。咁會唔會單車徑同埋呢個緊急通道係可以二合為一？咁我哋唔想話嗰、那個緊急通道就係睇到一個係真係一個車路咁嘅樣啦。咁我哋都想係綠化之餘咧，係容許到單車，亦都係容許到係緊急車輛通過。咁就但係呢個係會係需要詳細啲設計，亦都同唔同嘅部門啦，同埋咧我哋同區議會係亦都會係深入啲探討。咁當然咧就係、是、喺最近我哋喺區議會都有傾過單車徑咧，對單車徑嗰個設計啊，同埋佢嗰個同行人道 嗰個嘅互用同埋係有冇衝突咧，亦都係作出考慮。咁呢個亦都係我哋會稍後作一個諮詢嘅。至於係嗰個龍津橋現時佢周邊嗰三個大嘅地塊咧，劃為 CDA 西咧，咁其實我哋係準備係列出一啲嘅設計嘅條件咧，就加入去嗰個地塊嘅賣地條款裏面，咁令到嗰個建築物做咗出嚟咧，就個設計上係同個龍津橋嗰個氛圍咧係切合得到嘅。咁至於嗰、那個龍津橋本身嗰個長廊係點樣做法，係有冇一個界線咧？當然我哋唔希望有一個好明顯嘅界線，希望可以同嗰個周邊嘅範圍融合到。但係至於嗰個實質嗰個營運嘅模式係點樣，我哋都要係再係考慮嘅。咁亦都局長喺上次嘅海濱事務委員會亦都有提過，就係我哋係咪需要係再考慮一啲新嘅一啲係營運嘅一個模式，係對於海濱附近或者甚至乎而家我哋考慮埋譬如龍津橋呢個範圍係需要咩模式咧？咁我哋都一定考慮埋嘅。咁剛才阿 PY 有提到咧，就喺 NX2 嗰度嗰個聯繫嗰度咧，就大家睇到啲箭嘴咧，幾個箭嘴咧。咁我哋喺呢個階段就未一個係好仔細嘅設計，但係咧就唔係空白紙一張嘅一個。其實我哋都係睇緊有啲唔同嘅模式去聯繫，包括咧原先就係我哋有一啲嘅橋嘅，或者我係指一指喺個飛布板上高有兩張圖啦。我睇下先啊，我算文字啊 ，OK 嗱喺個計劃大綱圖嗰度咧，就其實而家呢度有個跨海啊，即係好似跨河嘅一個橋咧。其實呢條橋咧就係連接兩個海濱，亦都咧就係更加係一路伸入去咧。原先就係去到海濱嘅啫，而家我哋建議咧就係一路伸入去九龍灣嗰度嘅。咁伸入去咧就亦都唔係想一條就咁一條行人天橋咁長嘅，而係咧就將呢條天橋咧就去到有啲地塊嘅時候咧，就融入嗰個地塊，希望嗰度唔使一條橋咁樣，而係咧就係、是、用綠化或者係一個平台咁樣連接。即係而家有個比較好嘅例子，就好似係中環嗰個長江中心嗰度咧，就連接去嗰、那個萬國寶通中心嗰度嗰條橋咁樣，佢又連去一個公園咁樣。我哋希望係做啲咁嘅連接，咁就但係詳細咧，我哋都要遲下先至向大家交代啦。至於話嗰、那個新嗰個 GIC 嗰度咧，即係因為我哋係優化咗嗰個路嘅設計，令到咧騰出多咗 1.7 公頃嘅地可以用咧。咁側跟係冇錯有一個油站嘅，但係油站咧，我哋面對好多嘅問題，周圍都唔想要。包括李求恩中學側跟咧有個現成嘅油站咧，李求恩中學亦都提出話希望搬遷嗰個油站，咁就搬去邊咧？咁就個個都唔想要咁樣如果搬咗嗰個咧，如果冇咗嗰個李求恩嗰個咧，最近就嚟到呢一度啱我哋睇到呢個油站。咁如果呢個油站又搬埋咧，咁就要去到觀塘噶啦。咁就我哋覺得就係、是、雖然係呢啲係大家都唔係好想喺附近隔離咧，但係就事實上係功能上我哋都需要嘅。咁就我哋因為呢個油站嘅存在咧，亦都係相當程度係規限咗我哋呢個 1.7 公頃地塊嘅用途，因為咧就係、是、嗰、那個車喺嗰度出入咧就小分面咧嗰度係嗰個流量係會係受到影響，咁我哋都會好仔細係諗諗呢一塊嘅政府用地係可以做咩用途最切合咧咁樣啊，咁希望答到大家，或者有咩進一步嘅問題我再解答咯。
唔該 ，Steven， 係嗱，我可以再容許委員繼續提問嘅，不過想提一提大家咧，呢、這個議程咧就已經討論咗足，已經就計原定時間咧就已經係夠鐘嘅啦嚇。咁因為我哋呢、這個議程咧，就因為主席前半部咧就做得好快， 所以我哋就早咗五分钟去讨论呢个议程，所以而家你哋仲有五分钟讨论呢个议程，啊，咁啊，睇下大家有冇仲有冇其他嘅意见，啊 ，yes， 啊 ，Sujata 跟住啊 ，PY， 系。
Chairman, I think the current approach to try and reduce road footprint and be sensitive about, you know, having access to the waterfront is a good attempt of trying to make Kai Tak more pedestrian friendly and water. But I think one further thing would be to actually look at the land-marine interface as well. And take it further and see how water access and everything else could be used, especially from Phung Tong to the area. And I know there's community interest for dragon boat racing and everything. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, 唔該。Thank you. Thank you, 主持
人。PY。我之所以問咧，第一就係因為剛才 Stephen 好似冇答關於嗰啲路，即係會唔會即係沉底嗰樣嘢。即係我唔係堅持嘅，即係我想話即係大家即係考慮一下，即係研究一下啫。咁第二即係嗰個油站嗰個問題咧，我亦都冇話一定要掉咗佢。即係但係你如果留咗佢喺現在嘅位咧，其實佢本身亦都對嗰個 GIC 西，即係將來嗰個用途咧，可能有一啲掣肘啊嘛。佢附近有啲嘢你唔擺得噶嘛。咁但係你即係喺原先嗰度旁邊向東邊，即係右手邊嗰處有一啲長窄窄嘅地方，我唔知係咩啦，我亦都唔知康里求恩喺邊度咯，即係叫你考慮下咁解啫。
好，唔該 ，PY 啊，頭先係 Patrick 舉咗手嘅 Patrick。
係多謝主席。剛才咧就Stephen 提到咧，就佢本來有個 master program 可以俾我哋睇下嘅。我想下一次咧就喺個 program 裏面咧，亦都可以講講咧。而家我哋成日見到就係啲 infrastructure 啊，點樣即係拱嚟拱去啊，即係啲 building 點樣去擺啊咁樣，就好想睇一睇咧，亦都。在個 program 裏面有沒有哪些地方是真的可以做到一些 advanced 的 planting, landscaping,、那些地方有些真的攤了在這裡，現在看到 一大塊工地在這裡，其實呢就對整個環境都不是那麼好，即如果有些地方是真的可以都沒什麼用的，就可以拿出來呢先做一些種一些樹啊，這樣就對整個環境啊，包括所有 construction 的 activity 都是有幫助。可以在個 program 裏面呢，如果是真的可以遇到這些呢，就我想會比較好一點。多謝主席。
OK, 多謝 Patrick。其他問題？好，最後了，其他問題。好，那給回 Stephen 回應。
好，PY 可能剛才那個答得不夠清楚啦。其實呢我們就是考慮過天橋和是隧道兩者之分別，其實呢就是普遍來說呢，就這人是比較喜歡是走天橋的，如果天橋呢就不是真的就這樣走上去很功能地有一點去另一點，而是剛才我們有個這樣的概念，就是說那些天橋呢其實是一個園景平台來的，是由一個公園掹去另一個公園，咁樣啲人咧就會中意行啦。咁我哋希望可以做得到。而隧道咧，我哋就發覺有幾個問題。第一就係安全上咧，就係都有一個擔憂啦。第二咧就係喺嗰個通風嗰度咧，亦都係唔係咁易做得到，尤其是一啲係長過100米嘅咧，咁亦都係消防咧，亦都有一啲保留。咁我哋都係可能呢就係不環保地呢，就可能要加一啲長開嘅通風嘅設施。咁喺呢幾個考慮之下呢，咁我哋覺得就係有啲地方我哋確實係適合做隧道嘅呢，我哋會做隧道，即係好似榕津橋嗰個範圍接過去對面嗰、那個石窿道公園呢，我哋有闊啲嘅範圍啦，同埋比較短呢，嗰啲係適合做隧道嘅。咁就我哋會喺呢方面係再繼續深化啲啦。剛才呢就係Sujata 講個 lens interface, 就係我哋都係有考慮嘅。我哋同時間我哋係同蛙艇會啦，同埋嗰個係有個 Marine Industry Association 呢，係都有一度溝通，就係睇下喺嗰個用水作一個係活動嘅功能呢，咁有啲咩要求呢， 咁我亦都知悉到喺今日亦都收到一啲要求咧，就話係唔係可以拍一啲艇仔啊咁樣。咁我哋係都了解緊嗰、那個需要係點樣樣，即係譬如有幾闊幾遠係需要有個 landing step 啊，或者係有啲咩配套嘅設施咧，咁我哋會一定考慮嘅。咁至於Patrick 頭先所講話喺個 program 上，我哋係可唔可以考慮到係有啲工地，如果騰到出嚟，我係咪可以做一啲 planting？ 咁其實我哋都有考慮，咁就雖然係好大困難，咁我哋都係考慮緊會唔會我哋做一啲臨時嘅一啲 nursery 咁樣啦，即係橫掂要用嘅樹啊。一啲植物呢，我哋喺某啲嘅地方可以擺定先，然之後一路養到係嗰個工地需要用呢，就係種過去。咁臨時地我哋都可以睇到一啲綠化咁樣。我哋都係考慮緊呢啲做法。咁就希望可以遲下俾到啲成績大家睇啦。咁希望我答到大家。
好，唔該曬 Steven。我相信你講個綠化嗰個 Patrick 一路坐喺度都會每個會都會問跟進落去。咁好，咁啊，唔該曬 Steven 嘅答覆。咁其實委員提出一啲相關嘅議題，關於 land water interface 啊、landscape 啊嗰啲，我相信其實都會不斷咁樣 program 啊呢啲咧，其實不斷會喺每一個會都會係同樣地問，無論你係講緊啟德任何一個部分咧、其實呢啲問題我體驗到就係話都係重複又重複噶啦。咁、所以呢啲嘢差唔多已經變成即係、我哋呢個 task force 嘅一啲即係原則啊，一啲 principle 啊，關於個時間表啊、landscape 啊、land water interface 啊，咁我相信呢啲都將會重複的，所以我們都不需要再詳細討論。剛才 Nick 舉了手的 Nick, yes, any supplement?
Jim, I didn't want to interrupt the discussion on this paper, and I think you've concluded the discussion, but I did want to alert members to another major initiative which may affect land use on Kai Tak. I've been approached by a group which represents a cross-section right across the financial community, not just landlords, but users, occupiers, banks, etc., who believe that Hong Kong does need moreDedicated commercial space. We are in dire straits in terms of supply, and they believe that the ultimate answer for Hong Kong is to have a dedicated financial district like Canary Wharf. Their target is, if I may put it that way, the stadium project. They're not looking, if you like, to disturb all the planning across the whole of Kai Tak. They would merely substitute a financial district, if you like.For the stadium project in their simple way, if you like. They believe in terms of infrastructure and connectivity, it's well served by MTR and will be well served by public transport. So I just wonder how we handle this. It's not, I don't want to say anything that's going on here, but that we are going to at some stage receive a major request to revisit the stadium project from wearing our Harbour Commission hat.And the case obviously is very strong at the moment for looking at commercial use on that side.
Thank you, Chairman. I think, any comments or opinions are welcome.
Thank you. I just wonder, yeah. Stephen, yeah. do we have any progress on the stadium project?
I do have the further information, and I know that HAB is considering.How to pursue further. They are engaging some kind of studies on how to put forward this project, but we haven't heard anything further yet. But we can certainly ask them for updates.
Maybe, Chairman, we should do a bit of homework and then we're prepared as and when this proposal or request comes in.
Right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Any comments are welcome, and if they are concrete proposal or
it will be in due course, it's been worked out.
Yes, if it can be presented to this task force or your commission, you know, or if it's too important, then I'll pass it to the main commission. Yes, Winston.
Could I make a quick point on
next proposal or idea. Town planning has two stages. It's a 30-year time span of 50 years. Whichever way you look into the future of Hong Kong, you'll find that we have a problem. Central is already over-dense and can no longer support the traffic and other infrastructures. You know, it's just not possible. With my fault that you can no longer reclaim the harbour, then there is no way for the central business district to grow any further. Therefore, the only area for Hong Kong, unless you cross over to the new territories, which is too far, is this piece of land for a secondary financial centre. I have many, many examples. I think all of you are aware of them. London has Canary Wharf, Manila has got Manila Bay, and so on. So this is the only area left in Hong Kong which is suitable for financial centre. We lost West Kowloon to cultural centre. So this is something that we have to bear in mind. It's not my job to run Hong Kong, but it is our job to be aware that this may be the only opportunity. And this, the apron of Kai Tak has got the size. For a secondary business district, you need a critical mass. It's no good putting commercial buildings all over the place, scattered around. You need a critical mass so that you have the central activities of commercial backed up by, say, residential. Kun Tai is a very good area. And it serves, for example, the function of reducing traffic in central. You know, so a lot of the businesses can move out there because, another problem, Hong Kong is pricing itself out of the market. We are now more expensive than London. And therefore, many big companies cannot come here. So this is a very major problem, I think, perhaps for the next chief executive, not for us. But we should be aware of the need. Thank you.
Okay. I think this is a very valuable discussion, and it's definitely a right agenda, but regrettably for the wrong platform here. Okay, we are running short of time. Sam, you have anything to supplement?
The only question is, how can we make that assessment if we can't make an assessment on whether there's alternative areas in Hong Kong, such as West Kowloon, that would be better suited for that? I don't know, but is that the only place in Hong Kong that we could have another Canary Wharf?
Okay. I need to stop the discussion on this one because it's really out of context, you know. I'm sorry for that. You know, I would prefer this to be discussed in next sharing in the main Harbourfront Commission, right? Next, so you open that can and I'll give back the can to you. Shall we move on to the next agenda? Before that, I think Stephen, you have member support on your recommended amendment to the OEZP, right? Okay.